B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
There's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. We have Angela on the phone with us this morning. Hi, Angela. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Very good. So you emailed us. You said your husband gave you a birthday present that you're less than thrilled with.
He did. Yeah, I'm a little bummed, so I need an outsider's opinion.
Okay, let's hear it.
Right.
So I take care of all the finances, the money, the bills, you know, everything in our household. So I can basically spend money, you know, however I want, because I have access to the money at all times. So for my birthday, my husband just gave me a $200 Visa card. And it really, like, bummed me out, because I can spend money whenever I want. Like, to me, I don't know. I mean, for the same amount of effort, he could have gone to my hair salon or my favorite nail place, or right, bought me a gift card to a massage, you know. But this is Visa card.
You're saying it was low effort? Is that what's the problem here?
Right. It's low effort. It's also just no thought behind it at all. Because you could have put the same amount of effort into the nail salon or a massage.
Like, you threw cash at her.
Right.
Like, zip it, lady.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Jeez.
No, but I know what you mean. And then it's like, don't you even know me? Don't you even care about me enough to be like, I'm going to go to the hairdresser, or like, you know, your favorite little store, boutique, or something like that.
Now, is that how you'd feel, LBF, if, like the way Angela feels?
If Dave threw cash at me?
Yeah.
No. I'd be like, thanks. But that's just me. I know what you mean.
Yeah, boy. Okay, Angela. That will not weigh on the case, because we have people listening who will chime in. So that was it. A card and a $200 gift card. Man, that's...
A Visa gift card.
Yeah.
I mean...
Visa.
Yeah.
It's like, and he's probably going to want you to take him to dinner.
I know. That's the thing.
Why don't we use that for
You'll
dinner?
End up using it on groceries or something like that, because that's what we do. Like, you're like, oh, look at a gift card for, like, cash. I'll just, you know,
right?
Get the kids something.
Is that what you would do with the money, Angela? Would you go buy yourself something, a treat or anything, or...
I mean, maybe, or like you said, like, if I don't have cash on me and that's in my wallet, I might just go ahead and use that and then be like, oh, I'll do something later, and then I never will.
Then you can come home and be like, yeah, thanks for the kids' shoes and maybe some potato chips.
Yeah.
Great birthday.
Right.
Wow.
Like, you might as well have just taken the cash out of my wallet and then just handed it straight to me. Like,
oh, that's true. Wow. That's exactly
okay.
It. Yeah.
Man. All right.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Angela, happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Wow. Okay, we got your cake. We're going to take care
all
of
right.
You. We will send you a cake. Angela, stay tuned. We'll get some folks chiming in to see what kind of resolution we can have, if any. Did your husband do the wrong thing?
$200 down payment on a divorce lawyer.
No,
I'm kidding.
No. Well, they do take cards.
You know.
Angela, stay tuned, okay? Thank you for calling, all right?
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you. So 888-410-1057. Is she being overly sensitive about it? Or just is it legit? Maybe there's other issues. I don't
know. Oh, no, there's no other issues. I think that a lot of guys try to do this. They
okay.
Try to pull this fast one.
Lazy. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Okay, 888-410-1057. Sounds like she's about ready to call Morgan and Morgan. Morgan and Morgan and Morgan. He better hope not. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Low effort bother you?
Yeah, low effort bothers me. It's
that's what
just,
it sounds like to
everybody
you?
Everybody wants to feel special.
Yeah.
Especially to the person that they're bound to contractually for the rest of their lives.
I would just say, I've never given my wife a gift card that wasn't attached to some sort of experience.
Right.
How about you?
On
the receiving end.
On the receiving end. I've never received a gift card. I don't think Dave's ever gotten me a gift card.
Yeah.
No, he's always pretty thoughtful.
Be thoughtful. That doesn't seem that hard. Anyway, so you can tell it just happened. Angela's still a little hot under
yeah,
the
yeah, I get it.
Okay, what do you think? We can either make Angela feel better or help
hey,
her get
listen,
over it.
Hey, listen, I want to know what people think.
Me
I can't
too.
Wait.
888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. Let's get your thoughts of Angela, whether you're Team Angela or maybe you think she's being too sensitive. What do you think? It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court. It's in session. We just got off the phone with Angela. She's a little bummed out, okay? Because it was her birthday. Her husband just dipped into their whatever account and bought her a $200 gift card. And not to an experience. It wasn't to anything, you know,
just
special.
Siphoned money out of their joint account and then just gave it to her in a different form.
That's what it was.
Hey, nice. She went big, though. Yeah, 200 bucks.
Wow, honey. Anything for you.
But a little walking around money for honey. Hey, why don't we go to dinner with that?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? 888-410-1057. Is Angela, does she have a case here or not? Let's go to Emmy. What do you think?
Oh, man, that's a bummer. I feel bad for her because it's her, like you guys said, it's her husband. Like, if it was, you were getting it for, like, the mailman or somebody that you hadn't right. expected to get a gift from, it'd be one thing. But, yeah, there was no effort put into that at all. And I feel for her 100%.
All right, so your team, I'm going to ask you, is your team Angela, it sounds like, right?
Yep.
Absolutely, right. Yes.
So she'll feel better. All right, Emmy.
Yeah.
You know what? Congratulations.
Have a good one, guys.
Hey, congratulations on our game last night, right?
Oh, my God.
Great? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we did great.
Yeah. I mean, even though he's not part of...
I know. He's not part of us anymore.
You got to, like, cheer him on. So.
Right.
We should get him something.
We should get him a gift card.
Maybe a $200 Visa gift card, yes.
Thoughtful gift. Bye, Emmy. Yeah. All right, Debbie, what do you think?
My husband was the same way. He was always either getting cash or gift cards or, you know, wrong size clothes, things like that. So I found this app that's called Gifter, and all year long I add presents that I would like to get to the app.
Oh my
God. And now my family just goes and picks whatever I want.
Oh my, I am so downloading that app right now.
What's the app called again? LBF wants it.
Gifter? G-I-F-T-S.
Oh, it's not gift her. Because...
No, gifter.
Okay.
I think my husband had this for work, allegedly.
And you put everything that you want on there. You never are disappointed. You get whatever you want.
Yeah.
And
you're not calling warning for it. Right.
I don't.
That's good, Debbie.
Return anything. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. I'm double clicking to install. Thank you. That.
Thanks, Debbie. Good call.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Wow. So far, the ladies have chimed in, and they're on Team Angela. So we'll take some more calls. The court is still in session. 888-410-1057. Was it a problem that he dipped into their account, $200 gift card, and said, "Happy birthday, honey"?
I like how Debbie fixed her husband. That's good.
She fixed her husband. She did, right?
Yeah.
Here's what you do.
This is what you do.
Check out the list. All right, let's see if we can take a couple more calls for Angela. Because right now it's all Team Angela. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. I saw a really funny meme over the weekend. I think somebody got the weather reports from the UK where they do it in Celsius.
Oh,
did
yeah?
You see that?
And no.
And the temps are going to be? 867-5309.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah. That is funny.
I thought that was hilarious. It's Jenny.
You got to get out more.
Yeah. Right. Amused, Bob.
You don't find that's good. I mean, come on. 867-5309.
80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Okay.
Morning
show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Yeah.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Glad I didn't retweet that. Jeez, I could see your face. Really? Okay, we have... Let's recap Angela's Morning Court case. We talked to Angela about a half hour, 45 minutes ago. It was her birthday, and she ain't happy with the present. So here's Angela on the stands.
So I take care of all the finances, the money, the bills, you know, everything in our household. So I can basically spend money however I want, because I have access to the money at all times. So for my birthday, my husband just gave me a $200 Visa card, and it really, like, bummed me out. I don't know. I mean, for the same amount of effort, he could have gone to my hair salon or my favorite nail place or bought me a gift card to a massage, you know? It's low effort. It's also just no thought behind it at all.
That was Angela. So everybody who's called so far has been Team Angela. You're Team Angela.
Well, yeah.
Just, you're saying just a little more effort.
Just a teeny tiny bit.
And he would have been a hero.
You know, take it from your own account, dude.
from your own account.
Yeah.
If he has one.
Right. Well, he should start one. It's called the gift for my wife account.
Okay, that's what it is. Yes. It's called gift her.
Yes, yes.
Got it. Good. Okay. So, Ruth, what do you think? Are you Team Angela or do you have some other thoughts?
I think with that $200 gift card, which actually was a fairly impersonal gift, that she should go to a hotel by herself, have a nice night with a spa and a hot tub and a meal, and come back the next day and say, oh, I had such a lovely time. Thank you so much. I bet you he'll never give her another gift card again.
Right?
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'd kind of like to do that myself. Maybe she'll give me the gift card.
Right. Thanks, Ruth. Take care.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, bye. ROR, good morning. What's your take on Angela's court case?
I think he has... Well, he went and got the gift card because he just wanted to make sure she can go off and get anything she wanted.
I think that's what he was probably thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
If he turned around and went off and got her something like her shoes or something.
Snow tires, right.
Yes. Snow tires or a filter change. She might not like it.
Yeah, we don't know what he was thinking, but she just wants him to think more. Thank you, though. You have a great day.
Okay. Take care.
Bye. Clark, what's your take on the case?
Here's the thing. I'm definitely all for her, and I feel bad. And, you know, guys got to take a little bit of time, thought, effort into gift giving. And you can do it for a lot less. As an example for Valentine's, you know, I went to the store. I bought a little wooden tree. It's about maybe a foot tall, maybe an inch and a half wide. Mm-hmm. And I bought some imitation birthstones, and I'm putting all these birthstones on this tree for my wife as a gift.
Yeah.
And it's going to represent her parents that are since deceased, her brother that's deceased, her granddaughter, and the rest of her nieces and nephews. And it's just something that you can put on her nightstand, and you know, she'll look at it and she'll see her family all the time right there with her. And you know, it's just a little fun.
That goes a long way.
I know.
It's thought. Yeah. It's the thought behind it. You know, yeah. I mean, if he'd gotten her a really lousy gift that he thought about, well, it's a lousy gift, but he thought about it.
No,
he didn't think about the $200.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He just stole it.
Oh, he did steal it.
I'm hoping I bring a little tear to a ride, too, you know. Then I'll know I did a good
job.
Right?
I know when you make them cry in a good way.
When's your wife's birthday? This is for
Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Valentine's.
It's for Valentine's, yeah.
You hit a home run. No,
that's great.
You
know good what? Job.
I would, instead of chocolates, just give him some Clark bars. You know,
oh, God. Clark. You just are the worst.
Oh, gee, that's original.
See? Thanks, Clark. Bye.
Thanks, Ed. Bye.
All right, Joe, what's your take on Angela's case?
So I think the husband is in the right now.
Wow. Looky.
With everything going on with the pandemic and everything, he probably had no time to go out, look for anything.
He's all the time in the world. Where's he going?
Well, listen, he's probably asked her for weeks, hey, like, what do you want? And she's probably like, I don't need anything. I don't want anything.
Right.
And he's probably had a hard time at work. You know, the boss is on his butt. And so he's like, I'll give you $200 gift card. $200 is not a small amount.
No, it's not. Any means. You know what you sound like? Her husband's lawyer.
Right.
That's what you
I'll
sound
like. See you in court.
Right. See you in court. Thanks, Joe. Good call. Or it could be the husband, but I don't think it is. Joe. So anyway, most people are siding with Angela. So
yeah, I mean, at least, okay, bare minimum.
Yep.
At least you got her something. All right, but we're not looking for bare minimum here.
Right.
They're married.
Wow.
Just a scooch over bare minimum.
Yeah. You can't win for losing that guy, man. But anyway, that's Morning Court. Hopefully Angela feels a little better today. Maybe, you know, next year he could step it up.
She's vindicated.
A little bit. There it is. Okay, it's 8:31.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.